Friday injury report. Eddie Royal, knee, did not participate today. He'll be out for the game. Alshon Jeffrey, groin, shoulder, did not participate today. He'll be questionable for the game. Matt Forte, knee, was limited today in practice. He'll also be questionable. Shea McClellan, knee, was limited today. He'll also be questionable. Pernell McPhee, knee, limited, questionable. Jermon Bushrod, shoulder, full practice, probable. Aronis Grasu, neck, full practice, probable. And Antrell Roll, ankle, full practice, probable. Any questions?
How do you weigh where Grasu fits in after starting and then getting hurt?
Yeah, I think, he got pulled into action back ways and stepped in. I thought did a very good job. And as a young player, I think he's got a bright future. And, we'll evaluate that and plug him in where needed Sunday.
Obviously, a win would be huge for you guys. Do you ever bring up a postseason and if that is being a goal?
Well, I think, we have goals at the beginning of the year, and every year winning the division guarantees you a spot in the playoffs, and, that's still our goal. I think didn't get the start over the first half of the season or just over half of the season that we wanted, but we're in a position where, these last games are very critical, and this one's the first of those last.
Joe, what excites you about your team right now?
Just the way they go about it. It's been something that I've been impressed with. The guys have worked hard. A lot of people make a lot about talent level and all that stuff, but through experience, how you play the game, the mindset you play the game is can overcome some of those things. And, I just like the state of mind of our team right now.
When you have gone to a new team before, is there ever a question in your mind about how they're going to respond? And, I mean, you talk about making the work environment a positive one. Do you ever, when you come into it, need to sort of feel out that process? And if so,
there's no doubt, because you're dealing with people. And I think any relationships, it's important that the people know each other and get to know each other. It takes time, and like any relationship, and whether it's player, coach, player, whatever, in the building. So that's a process. It takes a minute, and you kind of plug away as you go, and hopefully you're getting better for it.
Put a priority on just in general improvement. Has special teams in your mind improved, and has there been a reason, anything you can put your finger on?
Yeah, I think we've improved as a football team, and that includes special teams. I think some of it was you go through some growing pains when you change personnel, especially when it's personnel that maybe wasn't at camp with you or wasn't in the preseason with you. The only way to truly get experience is in games. Sometimes it can be a negative experience. I think we've gotten better there from a talent standpoint. And, then there were some growing pains. And now I think as far as execution, we've got a better understanding of what we're doing.
Jim, what do you remember about Shaq Barrett on their side?
Yeah, he was a guy that we brought in. I think he was at Colorado State. He was a college free agent. A guy that likes to play football, works hard to learn and perfect his craft, and he's a solid football player that we kept around that I thought had a future, and obviously he's produced there under that regime.
John, do you have to? It seems like there's been a little bit more national attention with your team. Is that any concern? Do you have to talk to your players about that at all, or does that go with their mindset that you've been so impressed?
No, I think they understand. I mean, every day you're either dealing with adversity or prosperity, and they're both hard to deal with for most people. I think they understand that, and hopefully we get to slide to more of the other one as we move along, and time will tell.
You've obviously been through this kind of weather that we're expecting this weekend. I know you'll have your Parker here this weekend for the game, but do you have to remind the guys, give yourself extra time to get downtown, anything like that? I mean, what do you tell them when there's this kind of weather expected?
Well, we just, we broke the team down. We talked about tomorrow morning. I don't know when this weather's hitting, and then we have our schedule for tomorrow, and then obviously we make our way down to the city, to the team hotel, and I understand there's some kind of lighting program going on, as well as the potential of weather. So give yourself extra time. That was to us as coaches, as well as to the players.
Would you call this Bears weather?
I mean, this is football weather. I love this weather.